And we're off. Oh, hang on. My headphones aren't loud enough. So, hang on a second. Let me turn my head up. There we go. Turn my head up. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I've had a pear. I found a pear in my bag. I'll start at the beginning. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Resonance FM, either on an actual radio or the internet. My name is Daniel Kitson. I am primarily a DJ, a live DJ primarily. I also am a keen cook. Those are two things that you need to know about me. I'm a DJ and a very keen cook. This morning, I was explaining who I am and what I'm doing. It'll be exactly like it has been so far, although with varying degrees of difference, for the next 1 hour and 50 minutes exactly on Resonance FM. If you don't like it, there are other things being broadcast right now. I mean, imagine if there aren't. Imagine if there's been some terrible Armageddon, and Armageddon out of here. Huh? Not bad, is it, that? For 10 past 7 in the morning, when I've not even had some sweet bean yet, I have actually... I've got a cup of Java over there. I'm going to slam it pretty soon, and then you'll notice a real upswing in my ability to speak coherently. So I ride my bike in to the studio every day like a good boy. Today, for some reason... Oh, I need to do the back announce of the songs. Oh, crumbs. Flip me over, have a look at it, and pronounce me... deceased. It's a saying. It's actually a very common saying, that, so I don't know why you're looking at your radio like it's not. I've played two songs already, and they've both been absolute, in the parlance, bangers. The first one was by Hector, which I believe is a... Is it a... I get two bands muddled up. One of them is Granddaddy, and the other one is Lamb Chop. And Hector is a side project of the man from one of those. I think Lamb Chop, but maybe Granddaddy. It's important to give people a little bit of information. And after that was Migration by Bonobo. Fair play. So that's that. Now, I normally ride in... I say normally, I've only been doing this. You probably won't believe this if it's your first time listening, but I've only been doing this for 4 days. Amazing, isn't it? But this morning's riding was absolutely glorious, and I'll tell you for why. Because I found a quieter road than normal. Unless, and this is the thing that I was thinking on the way here, unless people with people who are normally out and about riding their bikes with all the gear on, or... It did occur to me that, well, I mean, no, it's not fair, is it? I was going to say, riding a bike with all the gear on to work is like, you know, having those hiking sticks when you're walking to the shop. I guess it is comparable, because it is like that they are arguably unnecessary. But they probably do make the journey easier. I mean, I've never ridden in all the gear. I imagine it's amazing. I imagine if I rode in all the gear, I'd get everywhere so quick. Although I did see a woman fall off her bike 3 days ago. Well, not actually fall off her bike, because she had those cleat things on her feet that sort of click into the pedal, and she just very slowly went down. Her and the bike. She did not, to her credit, ever fall off the bike, and was fine. Okay, so settle down. Right, I'll play something else, and then I'll have some coffee, and we'll come back and we'll have another crack at talking, because when I arrived in the studio, there was a real kerfuffle. A real kerfuffle. More of that later. But for now, this is Tune Yards.
Another one of them crazy endings. That's the only way I can get out of it.
What was that at the end there? What was that at the end, he says? Hang on a second.
Another one of them crazy endings. That's the only way I can get out of
it. He says it's another one of those crazy endings. That was the only way I could get out of it. Oh, fair play. So that was B.B. King, and that stands for, of course, anyone? 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 Brian King with We Can't Agree, and before that Tune Yards with Coast to Coast. I saw Tune Yards, actually, since you ask. I do go to a lot of live gigs. It's the only way to keep your ear to the ground when you're doing a daily breakfast radio show with no repeats. There's a no repeat guarantee on the 14 shows I'm doing. I'm not going to repeat a single song, which is awful news, really, because I played everything I liked on the first day, and now it's just increasing amounts of dross with the odd song that I've remembered I liked when I was 16. So we'll just plough through, and then it'll be done, and we'll do something else. That is, I think, quite a stoic point of view, but I'm not an expert on the Stoics. Okay, cards on the table, guys. I'm not an expert on the Stoics. So here's what I was going to tell you earlier, right? I live in Crystal Palace, no big deal. I live in Crystal Palace, not in a Crystal Palace. And there isn't a Crystal Palace there. And I know, and I mean, there was a huge Crystal Palace there, but it burnt down. And I know that makes it sound like I live in a fairy tale, but I don't. I live in a very real environment, very real. I've got BB, I've got old Brian on the disc spinner, I don't know what's real. I've got some houseplants, real. Anyway, my point is, every morning when I've ridden in, it's been much busier than I thought it was going to be at like 6:20, 6:30. When I planned these shows, I thought, oh, it'll be some sweet bliss. I'll be up before everyone else. I'll be freewheeling through the streets of London. I'll see young lovers smooching and a hooching. I'll see milkmen and or women trundling around in their trolleys or trolleys. Delivering milk or yogurt, fair play, it's the 90s. But it's been very busy. It's been very busy with, and if you're a regular listener, then you can probably say this with me. It's been very busy with aggressive vans and cyclists in all the gear. The reason being, here in London, there is a congestion charge that starts, I think, at 7, and the bus lanes come into effect at 7. So all these mad flip doodles, oh, it's an absolute nightmare. Try not to swear. I reckon I might make a rule that I can... No, I mean, I can't just make a rule, can I? I reckon I might make a rule that I can swear. No. But anyway, if you've got your children listening to this because you're trying to cling on to a time when you could engage with high-quality music and or art and not have to watch Peppa Pig and read absolutely dog-shit books, sorry about that one, then this isn't for you. Put something else on. They don't swear on the BBC. They don't swear on the BBC. Also, they're impartial. I'm not. I'm very biased. I like my mum and my dad better than you. Sorry, everyone. I like my mum and dad more than I like you. Hang on. That's unprofessional, having a drink on air, but it It is also intimate, isn't it? It is also intimate. It does make you feel special. It does make you feel privy to something magical. Anyway, my point is, guys, come on. My point is that I rode in, instead of riding down Croxted Road this morning, I rode in down Rosendale Road. Yum, yum, yum. Lovely little back street. Nipping around. And it was pretty much completely free of cars. It was glorious. And the thing I don't know, and the thing I won't be able to confirm for you until Monday, so it's going to be a long weekend for you guys, is whether or not it's just quieter on the roads on Friday because people are like, I'll go in later, or I won't go in, or, you know, I'm wearing my own clothing, which means I'll go on a train. I don't know. Anyway, I do not know how you people live, and in that regard, I mean both in the manner of, you know, I don't know the way in which you live, and also I don't know how you manage to keep putting one foot in front of the other when your lives are an unmitigated disappointment. This is some drumming, because I like drumming now. Okay. And that's how that one ends. Oh, shut up. It ends with him having a cough. That was Jim Keltner. So yesterday I decided on whilst on air that I wanted to hear some songs that were just drumming, and I found this thing called the Sheffield Track and Drum Record, I think it was, and there's two drumming tracks. I played one yesterday, which I think I preferred because it didn't have as much of the sort of the bit that sounded funny in that. It kept making me laugh, but I still enjoyed that. I think drumming might make me happy. Interesting. And if you were listening to that thinking, oh, I'm not sure about this as a vibe, I can only assume that you're not a regular, like if you were listening to it thinking, oh, this is a bit sort of willfully esoteric, and it's going on too long, and I wish it had stopped, then I can only assume you're not a regular listener to Resonance FM, because if you are a regular, which is a portmanteau I've devised just then on the hoof of regular and resonance. If you're a regular, it's not great, is it? I think it needs to be a regulance now, because no. Anyway, if you're a regular resonance listener, that song would have felt like hearing Justin Bieber. Anyway, yesterday. And I'm not swinging it about here, but yesterday I was playing chess with a composer. Uh-oh. Anyone else playing chess with a composer yesterday? Don't think you were. Were you? No, you weren't. Well, I can't hear you, so why are you even talking to me? I was playing chess with a composer, and I lost 2-1. Fair play. But she was saying, with those drum records, that she wondered how many microphones they used. And I was like, well, why wouldn't they just use one microphone? And then she had to explain to me that, well, you can hear everything and it all has, you know, equal. And then she used various words, but I was focused on my rook. I was absolutely squinting at that castle-y son of a bee. So I'll play a couple of things now that actually sound like songs. All right, happy with that? This is Lido Shuffle by Boz Scaggs, and then after this there'll be something else. Sorry, I was miles away from the microphone there. I was over there, cards on the table. I was over there texting a picture of my new brick wall to my friend Alan. Anyway, those songs in reverse order, okay? In reverse order, guys, yeah, were Truth big, no is love. That's me. Oh, I mean, that joke only works if you know what the name of the song is. That was me saying the actual name of the song in reverse order. Huh? I didn't have that planned. I just thought of that and then I did it. Because that's how I live my life. I'm very impulsive, especially when I've had a pear and a Java. That's my danger zone in terms of my behaviour. Like, if I've just had a Java, I can handle it, right? And if I've just had a pear, obviously I can handle it. Of course I can't have a pair of Javas. That'd be absolute... So that was Love Is No Big Truth by Kings of Convenience. And then before that was Tilted by Christine and the Queens. And before that was Lido Shuffle by Boz Scaggs. I'm going to start swimming in the Lido soon. It's about the time of year that I start doing it. I start having a swim, and all the people that are there all year round get annoyed with people like me who wait for it to stop being unpleasant and then go and have a nice swim. I remember on my first swim in Brockwell Park, Lido, I said to a man, "This is lovely, isn't it?" And he said, "Yeah." And I thought, this is a great chat. I'm going to keep it going. And I said to him, "What time is the quietest here?" And he said, "Winter," and swam off. I mean, it was a strong exit. Winter swim. Part of the reason I don't go swimming in an unheated open air pool in the winter is because I think I might have a heart attack. I think I might jump in and be like, "Oh no, you're dead, mate." Although my friend Ellis has been reading a book by a lunatic about how you should climb mountains without your top on. It was and weirdly, that is not much of a simplification of that book. He's been reading it, and now he thinks that him and his girlfriend always have their central heating on too high. Anyway, I mean, I had a flip through this book, and I was just turning to pages at random and reading out like a phrase or a couple of sentences at random, and every single thing I read out was absolute hogwash. And he had to say, "Well, yeah, but it's not all like that. There's a lot of good stuff in there." But I just kept landing on hogwash. Landing on hogwash is a good name for something, isn't it? Not least because you'd trick a lot of Harry Potter fans into coming. They'd be like, "Landing on..." And then you get there and they'd be like, "This isn't..." But by that stage, they'd be there and you'd have them. It'd be like the people who have registered www.gmally.com. People are going to accidentally type this in. They're going to come here and then we're going to sell them some socks. I wonder how many... That bit's run out of steam. So this is a song that a friend of mine told me was good. And I listened to the first minute of it yesterday, and I was like, "Yeah, cool. I'll stick that on." I've got a fairly stringent vetting policy. So this is by the Goonsacks, and it's called Sweaty Hands. What time... Oh, I've turned my headphones right up because I wanted that so loud in my head, and now I don't want this as loud as this in my head. Oh, I know what I did. Did you know what I did? I'll tell you, actually. I thought I was turning my headphones up to get it loud in my head. I was turning the in-studio speakers up. Anyway, either way you slice it, a blunder. Today's first blooper is... And I don't mean this in a flippant way. Is Dennis Norden dead? I mean, is there any more pointless a question than one asked at 8:10 on a community arts radio station by a man alone in a building? I mean, I've just asked another. God, what an absolute gaff fest this talk break it has become. So that was Joy by... Oh, I've dropped my pen. That's not the name of the band. That would be the name of a band that I would be very much on board with. The new album from... Oh, I've dropped my pen. With tracks such as Where's My Sharpener? Who's Got a Protractor I Can Borrow? Why Have I Got a Compass? I went down the stationary line. I think I could have gone down the with tracks such as I've Knocked Me Drink Over, Oh, I've Smashed My Phone, you know. Anyway, that's for a different time, that, isn't it? So that was Joy by Withered Hand, which you know, appropriately enough, makes me very happy. And before that was There Goes the Fear by Doves, which I haven't listened to for a long time. And before that, Sweaty Hands by the Goon Sax, which I enjoyed very much. So, have a guess what time... I am, and I dare say a few of you will know this, but I dare say a few of you will not only not know this, but not know A, who I am, B, why I'm on the radio, and C, why you are still listening. But for those of you who don't know this, I'm an absolute Java fiend. I'm a fiend for the bean. I'm a bean fiend. I'm a JBF. I'm an F4B. I like coffee, right? Now, my mum and dad, their preferred national coffee chain is Costa. I think it tastes like... Here we go. There's going to be a swear word. Put your fingers in your children's ears. Shit. I think it tastes like fingers in their ears. Shit. But I also think that's true of anyway, it doesn't matter, right? The point is, this morning I arrived at the gate to the studio on my bike, and I noticed a Costa next to the gate, and I was like, aye, I can nip in there and get a banana, can't I? I can get myself a banana. That'll keep my energy vibes high for the breakfast crew. And it's not open till 8. Not open till 8 o'clock. A Java shack in central London that's like, oh, people probably don't want a coffee before 8 o'clock because everybody's still in bed. And I didn't want a coffee, but I wanted a nana. Anyway, that's what I'm dealing with. That's what I'm wading through every day to bring you this quality, this quantity of stuff. Anyway, then I arrived in the studio and I had a real kerfuffle with the... Oh, I didn't tell you about the kerfuffle, did I? Here comes the kerfuffle story. The laptop through which I'm playing everything. I'm playing everything through the laptop. And one more time, everything I'm playing is through the laptop. And it was closed. That's not a problem. It's normally closed. I opened it up. It normally just is... ready to go as soon as you open it up. Uh-oh, black screen. Uh-oh, stay calm, Daniel. You've got a MacBook at home. You know how these bad boys work. Turn it on. Don't listen to that little voice inside your head that's saying, what if you need a password? Uh-oh, I need a password. So I had to phone Sarah, who I keep having to phone at like 10 to 7 in the morning for a variety of reasons. She told me the password. I guess that's the end of the kerfuffle, but it felt bigger than it sounds. Oh, hang on, cheeky. You what, cheeky? It felt bigger than it sounds. You want me pardon? Cheeky, who did? Anyway, that brings me to my point, which is... I was getting a piece of paper and a pen out of my bag after all that had happened in order to make notes of the songs that I've played so that I can proficiently back announce them to you. And I found a brown paper bag with a pear and two apples. Uh-oh, because I went to Borough Market yesterday. After the show finished, I waddled around a corner, I got myself a pear and a couple of apples, and I put them in my bag and I forgot about them. I left myself a little treat for today. Yes, please. I'm going to try that again after this. I'm going to go to Brew Market. I'm going to get something and put it in my bag and I'm going to forget about it. It might be a problem because I'm not doing the show again till Monday. So it has to be something that will not perish. Something that will never perish. I need a non-perishable, which may be tricky to find at a gourmet food market. Hello, have you got anything that will last? No, no. I've got something that will be delicious for half an hour and costs £42. Let's have a look what I've got in my playlist. Oh, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. So I like, and this will come out of left field, I like quite a lot of I've got a speech impediment, guys, so it really is remarkable that I'm allowed to broadcast. I like a lot of Bonnie Prince Billy's stuff, right? And I got this, I guess it's an EP called Now Here's My Plan. And in that, on that, there are lots of sort of new versions of his classic jams. And there's a version of I See a Darkness, which I really like, and I've been trying to find it, and I think I found it, but I think I found it on YouTube, so I'm going to try and play something through this computer from YouTube, and we'll see how we go. It could be an absolute shitstorm, this. Oh, sorry, you need to put your fingers in your children's ears. Sorry, guys. Right, let's have a try at this. Sorry about all the swearing. Sorry about the swearing in that one and in the earlier one. Sorry about that. That was by Liz Phair, and the title was with the sweary bit. Before that was Eleanor Friedberger with My Jesus Place. Before that was Bigger Boys and Stolen Sweethearts by Arctic Monkeys, which I remembered very fondly from about 10 years ago, but that made me slightly uneasy listening to it. Oh, yikes. And before that was Bonnie Prince Billy. Here he comes. Bonnie Prince Billy with I See a Darkness. So there, that was a four-track... four-track swearing attack. Right, guys, listen, I'll put my cards on the table. I didn't know that the Arctic Monkeys track had a very clearly enunciated and vitriolic swear word in the middle of it. And then having heard that and having thought, I thought that the Liz Phair track would be an interesting juxtaposition stroke counterpoint to that. Obviously, lots of the F-bomb. Lots of the F-bomb. Sorry again. Let's have a look at me. Every day when I leave the studio, there is the sound of children... And as actual children, there's not just it's not being piped in, like you know how at or maybe you don't, but at Brixton Tube and various other places that have been lively over the years, for want of a less overt euphemism, they play classical music, just, you know, and it apparently works. Everyone's like, oh, I feel less lively because of this sweet classical vibe. It's not like that, but with the sound of children, it's not like people are piping the sound of children into a courtyard in order to make people feel both more heartbroken and optimistic in the same instant. That's not what I mean. It's more that... there's a school around the corner, I think, and it sounds like they're playing football. And oh God, I want to play football. Every morning I'm like, well, I'd play football now. I'd play football. I'd absolutely boss it against those little blighters. Blighters was always the word I was going to say. It was my first choice. Blighters was my first choice. Blighters was my last choice. And blighters, they are blighters. It is now 8:32. It's gone quite quickly, hasn't it? Well, I mean, has it? I mean, I feel like it has for me, but then I've played some long songs and I've had a lovely time. It is time for today's track from the David Byrne album, from the new David Byrne album. And I think I've played that one. So I'm going to play this one. No, I won't hold your hand when you go. It'll be horrible and sad. I'll be in the corridor. Probably getting a coffee and then I'll come back in and you'll have gone and I'll be like, oh God, classic. So that was Slow Club, When I Go, and before that was St. Vincent with Mass Seduction. Absolute filth, pre-9. No swearing, but absolute filth. Fair play. And before that was Swimming Pool by Emmy the Great, with there's a man in that as well. Is it Tom Walker? No, Tom Walker's that comedian who does the Beep Boop shows. Is it? Is that Tom? Anyway, guys, come on. There's a man in that song as well. And if before that was It's Not Dark Up Here by David Byrne from the new album by David Byrne, which contains a line at one point, I'm pointing and describing, which I really like as a lyric. I'm pointing and describing! Fair play. I say fair play a lot, don't I? But then fair play to me. So, but we're very nearly done. It's just before 10 to. I think it's just ticked round to, that's interesting. The minute hand has ticked on to the next minute when the second hand was just passing the 8. That's weird, isn't it? You would expect that to happen when the second hand passed at 12. Broadcasting. Live broadcasting. Listening to a man watching time slowly tick by and commentating on it. I'm going to play two more songs. One is 8 minutes long and by LCD Sound System. One is just under 3 minutes long and by The Divine Comedy. They're both absolute bangers in contrasting ways, and I probably won't have time to say anything else to you. So just bear this in mind. I've had a lovely time and I'm doing this for the next 2 weeks on weekdays between 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock. And so far, I do not hate it. Have a lovely weekend and here you go. Well, look, there's only 50 seconds left and that song has 2 minutes 34 seconds left. So I recommend very strongly that you Google Tonight We Fly Live by The Divine Comedy and you listen to it. I was debating what to do for the best and I was like, oh, I could just let it play out and then fade up what I meant to fade up at 9. But that is unprofessional and disrespectful. So instead, I'm doing a different type of unprofessional thing, which is this. So there are now 18 seconds left of this show. If you go away and listen to Tonight We Fly by The Divine Comedy, that will bring things to a close beautifully. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...